For those of you who are not familiar with the definition of the word Janet, I would like to let you know what it is. And this is coming from an extremely reliable, factual source on the internet, which we all know is full of facts, no fiction. It's all completely empirical evidence. Especially on this site where I'm getting my definition, called UrbanDictionary.com. Janet, a totally amazing woman, loves hard, plays fair, enjoys all positives, hates negative, a big romantic and dreamer, very down to earth with a sensual side, easily entreated and full of pep. I think that might have meant to say full of shit. I'm not sure. Likes to get things done. Loves children. Sexiest woman on earth. And loves to smile. At the end of every portion of their definitions. Yeah, here's my signature freaking click puff. And yeah. Okay. Anyway. Oh, and that didn't even work. Janet can't light a cigarette. At the end, they have these little descriptive sentences. So that one says, Janet, I wish I could be just like you. Janet, cool, awesome, amazing. That pineapple is so Janet. Janet, feminine form of John, defined as God is gracious. Has many issues at times, but eventually works them out. She has her own so-called catchphrases that make her sound repetitive and frustrated at times. She enjoys watching shows when she should actually be doing her work and is very self-conscious of herself.
Really?
She also tends to assume many things and should probably realize by now that half the things she assumes are not accurate. There are times when she can be super loud and obnoxious, but overall, she is a wonderful, sweet girl who is someone worth holding on to in the future. Boy, that one is almost scarily accurate. I mean, except for the loud and obnoxious part, because we all know that ain't true. Goddamn lighter. Okay, I'm going to get it right this time. Someone stole my lighter, so I'm working with a substandard incendiary device. Example sentences. Wow, you're so lucky Janet is your roommate. Why is that Janet being so loud? Janet, a girl who, while seemingly sweet and innocent, is truly very sexual and slutty. From the character Janet Weiss in Rocky Horror Picture Show. You may really think Emily is innocent, but she's really a Janet. Janet, fictional character who is the prettiest thing on the planet, has a body hotter than a habanero and lips like a ripe pomegranate, a smile so incredibly radiant you had to watch it through a piece of smoked glass. She also owns a copy of Joe Dirt on DVD. From Weird Al Yankovic's new song, Close But New Cigar, No Cigar. Then I met sweet young Janet, prettiest thing on the planet, had a body hotter than a habanero, she had lips like a ripe pomegranate. Janet, the prettiest girl on the planet, loves to rap. Oh my God. Really? Loves to rap? Hello, Adam J. Maron. Sorry. Prettiest girl on the planet. Loves to rap. Best smile. Awesome personality. Only girl I look at and care for. Would do anything for her. Makes me smile. I'm happy every time I'm around her and all I think about is her. Janet, will you go to prom with me? Janet. Janet is the most beautiful, intelligent, sexy, funny, down-to-earth woman I know, and a woman like that is hard to come by. Janet, will you marry me and make me the happiest person in the world? Janet, Dan's future wife. That's creepy because I have a brother named Dan. Jordan must be the mafia because he's being quiet. That's like saying Janet must be the mafia because she's hitting on Dan, my brother. Janet, term for the secretive airline owned by EG&G on the northwest side of McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. Janet Airlines is a fleet of 737-200s that shuttle workers to and from the military installation at Groom Lake, more commonly known as Area 51. The airplanes are stationed at a guarded terminal at the airport. It is rumored that Janet stands for Just Another Non-Existent Terminal. Janet Airlines is the basic mode of transportation for Area 51 workers to travel to and from the base. There you have it, folks. Now you know the definition of my name. Don't ever be confused again. Thank you, and goodbye.